The real bad part?
Sure.
He's coming around.
The Don and Mark Show. Now 2 to 7 on 106.7 WJFK.
It's a tight job market out there. All the more reason that if you're looking, you should search on a site that really knows the Washington job market. WashingtonPost.com.
Those national job websites have plenty of government jobs. Unless you mean the federal government.
Sure, the biggest national job website might have a million jobs, but
99% of them require a moving van.
On WashingtonPost.com, we have more than 20,000 jobs right here in Washington. And we make looking easier by letting you search by county instead of just the entire metro area. Try doing that on some of those other sites.
Do national websites have jobs in Gaithersburg? Have they ever heard of Gaithersburg?
If you're looking for a job in Washington, look where the Washington jobs are. WashingtonPost.com/jobs. Post your resume by November 15th, and all active resumes will be entered for a chance to win a 2003 PT Cruiser from Dark Horse Automotive Group. Visit WashingtonPost.com/jobs contest for rules and regulations. Void where prohibited.
Tonight, an all-new NBC movie event.
Get in this house right now.
As a child, she was kept in the world.
Go to your closet and pray.
And ridiculed at school.
Everybody's so weird.
Shouldn't people like that be homeschooled?
The only thing she could do was fight back.
Does anyone think they can go on playing tricks on me?
From the master of suspense.
Oh, please sit down and talk with me.
Based on Stephen King's first blockbuster novel.
You want me to take Carrie White to the prom?
No, no. It's evil and it's a sin.
Everything is a sin, Mom.
You're not going and that's final.
TV Guide says, cheers to Stephen King's latest queen.
Carrie!
Things are gonna change around here, Mom.
A special Monday movie event.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Carrie, all new NBC tonight at 8, 7 Central.
You can't stop me.
Tonight, starting at 8 p.m., only on NBC4, working for you.
WJFK FM in Access, Washington, D.C. WJFK is all over Washington.
Home Depot and Lexus are giving you the chance to win a 2003 Lexus IS300 in the Redskins Radio Kickoff Contest. Complete rules and entry blanks are available at all Washington, D.C. area Home Depot locations. No purchase necessary. Join the Washington area's top chefs as they cook up extraordinary football fare for D.C. Central Kitchen's second annual Taste of the NFL, featuring Washington Redskins players, the Hoggets, Redskins cheerleaders, and live music by the Nighthawks on Tuesday, November 12th at the Marriott Wardman Park Hotel. WJFK's Larry Michael will host the event. Tickets available online at tickets.com or by phone at 703-218-6500. Shoppers Food Warehouse is giving kids between the ages of 6 and 12 the chance to ask Sonny Jurgensen a question. One question each week will be randomly drawn and read to Sonny during a Redskins Radio Game Day broadcast. Complete rules and entry blanks are available at all Washington area Shoppers Food Warehouse locations.
Have you ever thought there's got to be an easier way to play golf? What if there was a simple way to make the game more enjoyable? Hi, this is Bob Rosberg, ABC golf commentator and PGA champion. If there's one key to success in this game, it's the ability to master a repeatable swing. And even if you play golf for a living, this can take hours of daily practice. That's why you need Natural Golf. The new simplified approach will have you hitting longer, straighter shots, guaranteed. Whether you play a couple of times a week or only a few times a year, consistent golf is now possible. Natural Golf is simple to learn and is less stressful on your body. That's why over 100 PGA professionals and thousands of golfers use Natural Golf. I guarantee it will make your game more enjoyable. Call 1-800-300-1846 for your free Natural Golf video. And be sure to ask how you can receive your free one-year subscriptions to Golf Digest and Natural Golfer magazines. Call 1-800-300-1846. That's 800-300-1846.
Just about every day now, people are asking me how they can improve their vision without expensive or risky laser surgery. Hi, I'm Marriott Hartley, and I've been recommending the See Clearly method for over 2 years now, and I'm here to tell you it works. People discover that in just minutes a day, they can reduce or possibly even eliminate their need for glasses or contacts. For years, the standard approach to vision care has been to buy stronger and stronger glasses as our eyes get weaker and weaker. The more we wear glasses or contacts, the more our eyes grow dependent upon them, and the weaker they become. The See Clearly method is a natural, proven program designed by doctors for you and your family to improve your vision at home safely and effectively. In minutes a day, it can help you see clearer and sharper than you ever thought possible. Call now for your free video of the See Clearly method and how it can help you see clearer and sharper. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-900-0016. That's easy. 1-800-900-0016. Call 1-800-900-0016.
Attention all smokers. If you're serious about kicking the habit, if you want to quickly and safely eliminate your craving for cigarettes, here is some great news from the makers of Smoke Away. The less than the cost of gum, patches, or prescriptions that often don't work, we'll rush you the all-natural smoke-away system that's sweeping the country, and we guarantee you will be smoke-free in just 7 days or it won't cost you a dime. Smoke-away's amazing all-natural herbal formula works to completely eliminate your desire for nicotine in 1 week, just like it has for thousands nationwide.
After I got the smoke-away program, I have never even wanted another cigarette.
I've smoked for 24 years, and I quit smoking in 3 days after using smoke-away.
Don't be a slave to cigarettes anymore. Quit smoking for good, the safe, all-natural way with smoke-away. Call now to receive our special 50% radio discount. 1-800-229-4952. That's 1-800-229-4952. Money back if you aren't cigarette-free in just 7 days. Call toll-free. 1-800-229-4952. That's 1-800-229-4952.
106.7 WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get some change for the phone. No change. Have to buy a line. $0.85.
What? $0.85. I don't understand that.
$0.85.
85 cents? That doesn't give me enough money for the phone call. I'll give you 50 cents, you give me 50 cents change.
No way.
Yes, way.
Drink, 85 cents. You pay, or go.
It's a phi. I don't understand a phi. This is V in the word. It's five. You don't got V's in China?
Not Chinese. I'm Korean.
Whatever. You come to my country, you take my money, you don't even have the grace to learn how to speak my language? You're Korean.
Huh?
You have any idea how much money my country has given your country?
How much?
I don't know. It's got to be a lot. You bet on that.
You go now. No trouble.
I stay. What do you think of that?
God.
Where you going?
What are you doing? What is this? The last stand on Fiji? Take my money!
What?
Take my money! Take my money! Take your hands away from your containers! Stop it!
I speak slowly and distinctly.
Take the money!
You think I'm a thief? No. You see, I'm not the thief. I'm not the one charging 85 cents for a stinking soda! You're the thief! Just standing up for my rights as a consumer.
I'm rolling back prices to 1965.
What do you think of that?
Donuts. Package of six. How much?
$1.12.
Oh.
Too much.
Aspirin.
Price?
$3.40.
Oh, please. AA batteries. Package of four.
$4.29.
Nice try. Well, I think this whole shelf looks suspect. One soda. 12 ounces.
50 cents.
Sold. It's been a pleasure frequenting your establishment.
The Don and Mike Show. They rock. And that's for Tim. The Don and Mike Show.
Everything that we need to do in Hollywood, everywhere we need to go, that you could spit on the roof of the hotel and spit on Dick Van Patten's house.
This is very convenient. Everything is very close. We are in the, well, you know, we're in the right part of the city. We really are. We're in Hollywood, where the magic happens.
Incidentally, we spared you the time and trouble during that commercial break, since we had the valet and a spray bring the car around. We are once again mobile.
We are in the vehicle.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. And we are, at this moment, trying to find Dick Van Patten's house.
We have the directions. We will spare you the details. Dick wouldn't like that.
I'll tell you this, that the neighborhoods, as we get blocks and blocks farther from the hotel, it goes from being real nice to being real crappy. Yeah.
And then real nice again.
To be real nice, yeah.
It's very unusual.
As we now pass Hardee's Meats. Okay, here comes the freeway overpass.
That's right. We're
about 5 blocks beyond that.
All right, 5 blocks beyond that. Ooh, I'm getting all tingly with the thought of seeing Dick's Possessions.
I am visibly aroused. This is going to be a special moment when we actually walk up to the door of Dick Van Patten's palatial estate. We certainly hope it's a palatial estate.
Now, has he ever won an Emmy Award?
I don't ever think he's been nominated for anything.
Do you think really? What we were just discussing on the elevator ride down, if in fact Van Patten has some kind of trophy room or something like that.
I don't think you can be in Hollywood and survive as long as he has in Hollyweird without having some kind of trophy case.
All right, now, where are we now?
Well, just keep going. We keep going straight, and we'll have a left turn coming up here in a few blocks.
All right, got it. Well,
we have to be secretive here. We can't give everyone all the details on the roads that we're taking because, hey, the whole world would go to Dick Van Patten's house.
Do you think Dick Van Patten is on, like, the celebrity maps? Because I have seen a bunch of those guys standing on the corner with the maps. Do you think that Van Patten is map-worthy?
Well, I think he deserves to be.
Okay, hold on.
He's a Hollywood icon.
I'm trying to give you some rubber.
I know it's tough.
I'm trying.
Maybe rubber, I hardly know her.
All right, there's one street. Let me just make sure that the horn is working. Hey, you know, I forgot. At some point, we're going to have to play Honk for Cash.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we always do.
La, la, la.
No, no, this is not it.
This is not it. This
certainly
is.
Certainly hope this isn't it.
Okay. See what I meant about how it goes from real nice neighborhood like to ghetto neighborhood?
Absolutely.
And you know what? All of this is, I think, within or right on the fringes of the 90210 zip code.
You know, I will tell you right now, I would just be very surprised if the street we turned on to get to Dick Van Patten's house had any place that said now renting.
This is the street.
This is it.
This is where we make the left.
We are now roughly 2 miles.
All right, I will give you a clue, all of you Van Patten stalkers. There is a Ralph's supermarket within 2 miles of his house, as well as a Foxy's Cleaners.
Ooh, boy, you're giving it all away.
Oh, hey, hey. Hey, F you.
Oh, God.
I just did that for show, Mike.
I know you did. And now we're just checking out this neighborhood.
You know, a lot of these houses look like the house that Wilbur Post lived in.
Tell you right
you
now.
Know the guy, you know the guy that had Mr. Ed?
Yeah.
We are definitely out of that Beverly Hills section that we were in just seems like 3 minutes ago.
It's going to have to get a lot better, a lot quicker.
You know what?
Oh.
I think that you and me might live in nicer houses than Dick Van Patten.
My God. All right, now we seem to be moving out of a suburban-type area and more into more of a No?
Oh, no, no.
No, we're not.
On the scale of Hollywood homes, man.
I'm just checking out to see if we got any mansions coming up here.
There's no mansions here. Everybody, it's bars on the window.
There's the number you want to look for.
Oh, well, he lives on this road?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I thought we had to turn off this road.
Yes,
we
have.
You know what? Him and his whole family.
Oh, my God. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Now, is this where he's lived always?
As long as we've known him.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Where I sent his Christmas card last year.
Now, wait.
Did you really send him a Christmas card?
I did. Of course I did. Thanked him for the donkey thing.
All right. Hold on.
All right. Remember that part I said about now renting?
This is the 5100 block, and we're looking
for... Oh, I'm starting to see Gates, though. I'm starting to see Gates.
What's his number? What's the number I'm looking for?
Two blocks, I think.
Right there.
13920. Okay. Well,
great.
Well, Mike, nobody knows. Oh, 138? Oh, my God. It might be one of these crap. 13... Uh-oh.
It is on the left.
It's coming up. It'll be on the left side.
He said it's on the left?
It's on the left. Oh, no. It's not going to be.
Wait, is that it?
Was it? I miss it?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me turn around. Here we go.
Right, wait.
Hold on for the bat turn. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Oh, my. We're going to die. We're going to die.
This is the good one.
Here we go.
Right, now, where is it? Where is it?
Right up here on the right.
It's not this one. With the
next one.
It's the next one.
Here.
Right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
That's it?
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is it. Yes, this is it.
It's not that great.
Yeah, the Chevelle.
It's not that
all
great.
Right, cool. Here we go. We're pulling in now.
It's kind of a crappy house for a star, don't you think?
Yes, but don't tell him that.
He's got a gate, though. The gate's open.
Well, he's expecting us.
He expected us.
He's got a gate.
Now we're pulling in right now.
Ooh.
That's the Mercedes.
All right. He's got a Benz.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This is it. We are at the Van Patten Mansion.
This is now a dream come true.
All right. There we go. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen.
There's Dick Van Patten waiting
coming out of his house right now to greet us.
Hold on. Let's get our
wires. All right, you hold the microphone.
All right. I've got your microphone, Charlie. This is a historic moment for the Don and Mike Show because we are indeed...
We are finally
at Dick Van Patten's house.
We are at...
Hi, Dick. Good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm glad you made it. You came over the canyon.
Yes, we did.
Dick, it's so nice to be out here. We appreciate you having us to your home.
Yes, I appreciate you coming. I'm glad you didn't fall off a cliff. Isn't it dangerous coming over Coldwater Canyon?
We had a great driver, and it
Dick,
was really
fun. Dick, I'm going to do
fun.
What the Pope does, because I am so glad to be here. I am going to actually kiss the ground in your front yard.
Now, we normally...
so tan.
I've just had 2 weeks off at the beach.
And you're white.
I'm white because I'm chronically pale, Dick. That's what it is.
Oh, look at this. We're walking in Dick Van Patten's house.
There's some relatives here, though.
Oh, wonderful.
We certainly
this
won't
intrude. Very, very exciting.
Hi there.
Hello.
This is Nancy. She's
Hello?
Married to my son, Nels.
Hello there, Nancy.
You lucky lady.
How are you?
Not Shauna. She's a Hawaiian tropic girl.
Oh.
And she's engaged to my son, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Nancy's an actress. She had her own series and everything. You've seen her.
Hi, Nancy.
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
How
I'm
are
Don.
You?
Hi, it's very, very nice to finally meet you. Oh, look at.
Know you.
Look at that. I got like a Hollywood kiss.
Hi,
right?
Pat. How are you? So nice to see you.
Hollywood kiss.
Well, it's that phony like kiss on the cheek thing.
We're about as non-Hollywood as you will find, I'm sure, by looking at us.
You guys are so nice to invite us into your home.
They do. They kiss you on both cheeks now.
Give me on both cheeks then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is so Hollywood. We're so excited.
This is Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Pat. It's nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. And this is Charles Broyhill, but you can just pretty much ignore him.
He's not socially gifted, Pat, so
no.
He'll try not to do anything. No, he is not.
We are going to make this intrusion as brief as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We simply wanted to get on record that we are in the home of Dick Van Patten.
Around too?
Yes, we were hoping that we would get the walking tour of the home.
All right, okay.
Kind of a House of the Stars type thing.
All right, okay, we'll do that.
Well, this is one of your smaller.
Now, which one are you?
Fine.
Can't. No, I'm Don.
Don Mike.
That's Mike. We got another Van Patten. This is so exciting. You know, I get them mixed up. Which one are you?
Jimmy Van Patten.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi. How are you?
I want to tell you something.
I'm a big fan of you guys.
We're big fans of yours, the whole Van Patten clan. We are fulfilling our dreams by finally being here. You know, we've stalked you for such a long period of time to finally succeed. It's wonderful.
What about Dick that you like?
It's everything about Dick that we like.
You know what I mean? Dick Van Patten. Eight is Enough, Love Boat, Murder, She Wrote.
I just got back from Salt Lake City yesterday.
Yeah. Touched by an Angel.
I was there for 2 weeks, yeah.
He's old-time Hollywood. He's like TV Hollywood.
Real old-time, because next week I'm doing Hollywood Squares. They bought it back.
There you go. Congratulations on that.
And, you know, with Touched by an Angel, there's the CBS tie-in that, you know, fits into why we're out here with the CBS
That's right.
junket.
Robert
That's right.
told me that, yes. And then
Robert Spiewak.
And then I'm the following week I'm doing the Donnie and Marie show. They have a new talk show.
Oh, really?
Dick Van Patten as hot as today's headline.
It's incredible. You know, I thought when we were talking to Ray Romano, we were excited. But this
hot as today's headline.
Oh no, yeah, no, that's right. With the Clinton tape.
Yesterday's news.
You're married to Nels.
Nels
has always been my favorite Van Patten. With no offense to Jimmy,
I'm a Jimmy fan myself.
Or to Vince.
That's right. I am a Jimmy fan. I've always been a big fan of Jimmy's. Jimmy's my man over here. Absolutely.
I was like the monkey in the middle. You're like, the odd one out. You know.
Well, how good a tennis player are you?
I stink. I'm the odd man out. I was on the black sheep.
Okay.
The one with the problem.
Are you the Van Patten that tries harder?
No answer.
All right.
Where's
Jimmy is the only son that doesn't have blonde hair. The other two are real blonde.
don't I know that about Nels?
You know, it's nothing a good hairstylist can't take care of, Dick. That's for sure.
Pat's giving some more light to the room. And,
something to drink?
Something stiff would be nice. Yes.
Yes, what would you like? A beer or wine? Or
perhaps something a little stiffer than that.
Well, how stiff?
No, I'm kidding. Just a glass of water would be fine.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
And you know something? Since we're working, I think I'll have a beer.
Good.
Yes, that'd be great. Wonderful.
If you miss Dick or you miss Pat,
leave a message. That is that.
That's right. Our favorite answering machine.
That's it. We're fans. You know we're fans now.
Now, well, what?
Let's break.
Oh, let's break.
We have to break.
We just got here. Mm-hmm. All right, well, then let's do a break, and we'll come right back from Dick Van Patten's house.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there. Anything else? Anything you can do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I just thought I'd pass that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual Newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines. We'll come back with a little more open phone America. We'll have our salute to my man Duke Siebert by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show. Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, we're back live in Dick Van Patten's house.
Let me tell you something. The parade of Van Patten's has not ceased yet. The moments, simply in my opinion, get better and better.
Everybody has a favorite Van Patten, and Nels, you are my favorite Van Patten. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
Take it on. This is Don Nels.
Quite honored. Thank you very much.
And I am...
Why am I the favorite? This is embarrassing. Why am I?
You're Don's favorite, Nels, and explain to Nels why.
Well,
is it the name itself?
Yeah, it's the name, and I guess it was when Dick was doing Eight Is Enough one time. I saw all of y'all on TV together, and Nels, the name Nels, always just I thought, wow, that's kind of a not goofy, but an offbeat name, right? And now that I look at your wife, you know, I mean, now I haven't sized up your other sisters-in-law, but
they're
Looks to me like you kind of hit the jackpot there.
Yeah, I got lucky. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, now where's the tennis court where your dad plays tennis with
Mel? Are we going to go down to the tennis court?
Sure.
Oh, this is exciting.
Two tennis courts.
One court
and one clay.
Oh, hey, hold on a second. Check out Pat's Hollywood slippers. Look at those.
Oh, man. Leopard skin, Pat.
Very cool.
Those are like Peg Bundy ones.
I love it.
Okay. Oh, now we've got some music. We are actually walking through Dick Van Patten's kitchen area.
These are the Van Patten cats. What are their names, Dick?
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel.
He never disappoints. He doesn't disappoint.
Brother and sister. That's why we named them Hansel and Gretel.
And now these are the Van Patten tennis courts.
This is the hard court. And then I'll take you over to the clay court after.
This is a serious tennis compound back here.
Dick, would you mind if I checked your grill to see how clean your grill is?
Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
I consider myself to be a bit of a grill master. And, Dick, do you have a power washer? That's kind of skanky.
Hasn't been used in about 35 years, actually.
However, look at this, like a water fountain like you'd see in someone's high school.
Yeah.
This is very cool.
The pool house.
All right.
This is the pool house.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Now, this is a real Hollywood room.
Oh, look at this. Is where Vince has his tennis junk.
This is when Vincent beat John McEnroe. This is on the front page of the New York Times.
Happy day for you as a dad, right?
Oh, yeah. It was exciting. He beat him, when McEnroe was number one. So that was exciting. And then here's our tennis group. Remember I told you on Sunday, it's Florence Henderson and Mel Brooks and Gene Wilder and Don DeLuise. They come over on Sundays and play tennis.
This is so wacky.
Jimmy, when he ran the marathon, that you just met Jimmy.
There seems to be a movie poster, Young Warriors, here. Is this a Jimmy Van Patten movie poster?
Right, yes. Right. That's he starred in that.
Now, you got a letter here from Joan Rivers. Can I embarrass you and read this letter?
I haven't read it in years.
What's it say? It says, Dear Dick, thank you for appearing on my show. I'm sorry for the delay. Just today received the enclosed photograph back from the corner drugstore. Unfortunately, it was a corner drugstore in Fairbanks, Alaska. I hope you'll think of this photograph as a remembrance of your appearance. Let it also serve as a small token of my appreciation. XXX, Joan. And you know why? That is a real souvenir, because how long was Joan Rivers' talk show on? Like 5 days or something like that?
That's right.
That's quite a memento there.
I'll show you around. There's some of the other pictures. There's Nancy. She was on the front page of the TV Guide. Maybe you just met her.
Oh my God.
When Nell's taught her how to play tennis.
Oh, look at that.
This is a long time ago.
Now, I know we're in mixed company, but can I ask, did Nell's ever...
No, she actually went with Vincent. Nels taught her tennis. And
Nels, you taught Farrah how to play tennis? Come on over here for a second, Nels. Since we're on the subject now, we have to ask a question. During the tutelage of Farrah, was tennis the only thing that was discussed?
No, she was, yes.
Okay, I got you.
Hold on, we're moving along.
Hold on,
right?
Mike, we're up to the Walk of Fame now.
Okay.
Dick's on the Walk of Fame.
That's when I got my star.
When did you get your star, Dick?
7 years ago.
7 years ago?
Yeah, that's exciting. And here's an interesting picture. We went out to Mel Brooks' house, and here's Dom DeLuise.
Oh, wow.
And, they're all there. Mel Brooks, Alan Alda. Everybody, we were all out at the beach there. That was just last year. There's Anne Bancroft.
Oh, yeah.
Mel. And it was funny because Anne is married. She's a Gentile. She's married to a Jew.
Right.
Dom DeLuise. They're all mixed marriages. Everybody here is married to a Jewish person, including my sons. Isn't that amazing?
That is wonderful. Yeah. And then I think that's a detail that might have been overlooked.
Rob Reiner is married to a Gentile, and it's all mixed marriage.
You're telling me Rob Reiner's a Jew? Joke. That's a joke.
All right, that's a little humor there.
Sit on Jimmy's back.
Now hold on a second, Jimmy. Get over here, Jimmy. Come here for a second. Let's find out. Let's get to the bottom of this Farrah thing. All right.
It appears that all of the Van Patten boys have either ridden Farrah or have served balls to Farrah. Would you please explain your relationship with Farrah?
I was just playing tennis one day and she jumped on my back.
That's all you want to say on the matter?
I couldn't understand it.
Obviously,
strange.
Obviously, it means something. Your dad has it framed, and it's in his wall of fame over here.
That's true. That's it is a little...
So you never, like, late at night when the ladies go to sleep, you never just sit around all the Van Patten boys and swap Farrah stories?
No.
Fine, I'm just curious. I just want to find out. What about...
This is Nancy's best friend. She's very hot.
Oh, Yasmin Bleach.
Oh, watch out.
Sorry. I'm knocking everything over. To my L.A. family, thanks for adopting me. All my love, Yasmin. Has she been in this house?
Oh, she's here almost every day.
Every day?
Could you...
Where the hell is it?
Could you guys at some point just point out a chair that she sat in? I'm a big Yasmin fan. And what about you with Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and he's always nice. You know how I met Burt Reynolds?
How? Did you meet him?
It's interesting. There was this show. I'll make it as quick as I can. There's a show called War of the Stars, and it was about 5-10 years ago. And each week they put on a celebrity against a pro. They had Jack Lemmon play golf against Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
They had Gabe Kaplan bowl against Richard Webber, Dick Webber.
Well, I would have liked to bet on that one.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Each week they had a different celebrity go against a professional in a sport. So they had me ride a race against Chris McCarron, the jockey, you know?
You actually got up on a horse?
Yeah, I did a whole race at Hollywood Park.
Oh, my God.
And I got a fan letter from Burt Reynolds. He said, I was watching TV, and I just can't get over what you did. He said, I'd love to meet you. And that's how we met. We went out to his house. We went to Dom DeLuise's house, because that's his friend. And we met him out there. But he was really...
Do we have a picture of the race?
Now this... This picture of Burt Reynolds is before he went crazy, right?
Yeah, this was about 8 years ago.
About 8 years ago. Because you all remember when he was on TV, when he had that purple suit on, when he was saying, you know, Lonnie's a bad mother.
Yeah, the Joker suit. Right. We call it the Joker era. It didn't work.
So this would be, is this your trophy room, Denton?
Not really. Well, some of them are in here, yeah.
I see a picture of you with John McEnroe presenting him some kind of trophy.
Yeah,
now, was that before or after Vincent?
What is it? The Heisman Award, right? Or some big award.
It's some kind of award.
Were you reminding him at that time that your son beat him?
No, I don't talk about it.
You don't talk about that to him? He's kind of a hothead, I guess. Yeah, you
this
be
would
care.
Be, if you had a guy like Cato Kalin, this would be where Cato would live, right?
Right, exactly. I'll take you next door to the bedroom.
Well, Pat, next door is the...
Let's go to the bedroom, Mike.
We've invited Cato to stay.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go. Let's
go to the bathroom.
I love going through the Van Patten's bathroom.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, hold on, Mike.
Oh, let me tell you, with all those suns, I can imagine the activity that's going on in here.
Sauna. This is a beautiful sauna. We've got some reading material
in
here.
Would everyone like to come in? Dick, do you want to come into this, Pat? Dick, do you want to come into the sauna?
Oh, this is a beautiful sauna.
This is going to sound wonderful. We've got a good audio effect here. We are now in the Van Patten sauna.
This smells very Van Patten-y.
This is really... has this been recently renovated? It seems like... How long have you had it?
No, we've had it about 15 years.
Mike, this looks like Abe Lincoln's cabin. What do you mean this looks recently renovated?
Meticulous maintenance is what it is right here. Oh, I could just spend hours in here.
All right, hold on.
Has Dom DeLuise ever been in that sauna?
Still in there?
All right, now, hold on a second. Let me just do a real quick run through.
Dom's going through your drawers.
If you don't mind.
All right, don't steal anything yet. All right, come on.
Is this a diaphragm? Or?
I don't know.
What is it right now?
A sink stop. It's a sink stopper, right.
Okay.
Dom thought he found a diaphragm for a moment there. But
all right,
it wasn't.
Now
all right.
Now we're making our way into, the bedroom. Wow. And look at all the pictures. Again, so many pictures.
The boys have made this their office for writing and producing their movies. That was the movie they did called The Break, and it's so
good. Oh, I saw that on HBO.
Did you see it? What'd you think?
I liked it. I don't know which one of you guys that... Hold on.
Farrah? Oh,
that's not Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah's on the line. It is, really.
Would you put her on the speaker for a minute? Put her on the speaker. Oh, my God. This would be a real...
Here, hang it up. Hang up. This is amazing.
Hey.
Farrah, we're on TV right now.
No, you're on the radio.
I mean, on radio.
What?
Is this really Farrah Fawcett?
Hi, is Vincent there?
Is Vincent around, Pat?
He might be next door.
He's next door, Farrah.
You want to call next door?
Call next door.
Hey.
Pat, is that you?
Well, come on over.
Hey, Farrah, will you say hi, Don and Mike?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, boy.
This is terrific. Is this really Farrah?
We just had Kate Jackson on our show just last Friday, and she said nothing but nice things about you.
Never talk about her.
Oh, no, I mean that. She was very nice when we asked her about you.
They're all friends.
They're all, yeah, she says so. That's exactly what she said. It's great to have you on the show, even if it is on speakerphone, Farrah.
Call Vinny next door.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Right, now, let me ask you something, you Van Patten show-off family. Did you have Farrah Fawcett call on purpose because you knew we were going to be here?
No, absolutely.
It's just a constant conduit of celebrities, isn't it? It's just not the phone ringing, people dropping by. It's just 24 hours a day.
That's the truth.
Everybody calls.
Now I'll take you next door to Vincent's house.
Okay.
Wait, Pat wants something.
Yes, Pat.
Don't talk enough about the movie.
Oh, right. The movie, The Break. Right. The Break. Now, I saw that on HBO.
And I thought it was great. Didn't you?
Yes, of course. Listen, anything that has the Van Patten name on is good. But yes, I loved it. I really did. I really did watch it.
To watch it.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
They wrote it?
They wrote it and starred in it. Mm-hmm.
With Vincent. Jimmy and Vincent wrote it.
You know, I only wish my parents were one-tenth as proud of me as you are of your sons.
Oh, Jimmy used to, he was engaged to Nicolette Sheridan.
My God, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
She was pretty. And there's the picture.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Here's a bulletin, Dick. She still is. All right, let's go crash Vincent's house.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Here's personal receipts.
Personal receipts.
All right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Come on, guys.
All right. Here we go. We're making our way out by the tennis court.
And, you know, without divulging any secrets, this is like what we pictured a Hollywood house would be like, Dick.
Yeah.
What happened? What did you knock over,
hold
Rob?
On. He's got like a private garden back here, and he's got the two tennis courts. And now we're going right next door to Vincent's house.
Now, this is, I mean, when we say next door, we mean next door.
Mike, this is like the place at the beach with me and my mother-in-law.
This is a family compound.
You know, now, listen, what does it say when the son has a nicer house than the father?
I know. He made a lot of money playing tennis, you know. So that's he bought it when he was doing that.
And he's got this is the clay court.
The great
right
clay
here.
Court he's got. Oh, yeah.
The only clay court in L.A., really.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Man, look at this place.
We might not be home. Well, even better, we can just rifle through his junk then.
You know what I like? Is we're following Dick, but so is the entire Van Patten clan. Right back. Say hi, Van Patten.
Hi!
All right.
And now we're the front door is open.
All right. Dick,
but there's nobody here. Hello?
Come down. I know you. Come on down.
What? He's getting a massage.
Okay, we'll come up.
Right, we're coming up.
All right, Vincent said he's getting a massage. We're going upstairs
now. Vince
Van Patten
is getting a massage.
This is very exciting.
And we're all going to come up and see him.
Don't mind us. We're coming up now.
Now, listen.
Wait just 1 second.
I hope it's a real massage.
Yeah,
here.
I know.
If you know what I mean.
Hi.
Hi, Vince.
You?
Hi, listen.
Hi, we're Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm Don. Nice to meet you. Hi, Vince.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Hi, Vince. I'm Mike. Nice to see you. How are you? It's a pleasure. And you really are getting a massage.
I was trying, yes.
This is really terrific.
And hi, what's your name?
Mariko.
Are you aware that he kicked John McEnroe's ass?
I was not aware of that.
Yes, he did. He's the man.
You should know that, Mariko.
Mariko is giving you... How is Mariko? Is she a good masseuse?
She's great. She's a great massage.
I'd like to paint a picture. We have to stop it. We are in Vincent's
bedroom.
Bedroom. There is a massage table here, and so is the entire family. Vince, are these kinds of intrusions into your privacy routine?
No. It's like in a whole other world here.
Oh, this is amazing.
You know... this is too much. Your dad...
Overwhelming.
Sensory overload.
Your dad is such a nice guy to let us into his house, much less yours. And Vincent, thank goodness you were really getting a massage.
That's Farrah.
Farrah called for you. Hold on. I'll get that for you.
Right.
Let me just... hello? Hello? No, this is not Nels. Who's this, please? Ricky.
Oh,
hold on. Who are you, Ricky? Is this Ricky?
Ricardo.
Rick? It's not a celebrity?
Oh, okay.
All right. Then I just hung up on it.
Yeah, I hung up the phone, right? If it's not a celebrity.
We simply don't have time. It's only a four-hour show. Okay?
Right, well, listen, Vince, get back to your massage, man.
Enjoy your massage.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, and when you're done with the massage, come over. Ferris dropping by later.
That's Ricky again.
That's Ricky.
Tell that Ricky, for goodness sakes, you're having a massage.
Oh, lovely pictures on the wall here.
Hey, you know, Vince has got the picture thing happening, too.
Man, oh, man, what a house. Boy. Beautiful.
Man.
This is very exciting.
I'm ready to be adopted by the Van Pattens.
I think we're gonna set up shop here and we're gonna live here forever. It's exciting.
Okay, well let's not get into his stuff. Oh, what kind of a dog is that? He's got a nice dog.
Looks like a yellow lab. It's a retriever, golden retriever.
It's just shaved.
For the warm weather.
Shaved. All right. Well, enough intruding on Vincent's privacy.
We have walked from the Dick Van Patten house right over, straight across the clay tennis court to the Vince Van Patten house. Did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine it would be this good?
No. And that he'd be up there getting a massage.
Worth coming over the mountain, wasn't it?
Oh, are you kidding?
Absolutely. This is a trip. This is more than we ever dreamed it would be.
Well, everywhere I go, all over the country, people tell me, Don and Mike talked about you again today. You always say nice things. I appreciate it.
Always. We love you, Dick.
This is what we dig. This to us is what Hollywood is all about.
You can come over the mountain to see us.
A lot of people aren't as desperate as we are, Pat. You know, we met a lot of nice people at CBS today, but not as many nice people. And yesterday, not as many nice people as you guys. I tell you this, Ray Romano sure didn't invite us over to his house now, did he?
No, you didn't see him jumping to have us come over, huh? And I bet he doesn't even have a tennis court, Dick.
But his show is a big hit.
Yes, it is, a very big hit.
You know what, he doesn't have all these studly sons.
No siree.
And listen, about that, Dick, have they provided you with an ample stable of grandchildren?
I have two grandsons, 2 and 5. They're very cute, but they're not here now.
Next door, but they'll be back soon.
Ah,
they are cute. Come on, I'll show you the exercise place. Really.
All right, let's go to the exercise place.
Which I think might, give us some insight into the Van Patten genetics.
Yes, you know, there's something. Look at Dick. Dick himself is a man of average build.
Right.
He certainly is not fat for a man who's over the age of 50, but...
He's in good shape.
How did he get such studly sons?
Tennis players, movie stars.
My wife was a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show.
So are you attributing the athleticism to your wife?
Well, yeah, I think so. And a combination. My father was athletic. My mother was a physical training teacher.
All right. We're now going back by the weight room.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Look at this.
Now, Dick, do you ever use this stuff?
No, the kids do, but I never do. I don't do. I just play tennis and swim.
Look at these all-time, like, Jack LaLanne barbells and stuff.
All outside and in open air. Now, the inside looks like a modern athletic facility. Outside, however, there it looks kind of like the San Quentin prison yard out here a little bit.
Now, what is this?
Oh, my.
The glam man that I sell on television.
Hold on.
This is the weirdest coincidence of weird.
Right,
No. This is weirder than Farrah Fawcett calling.
Nels, you got to listen to this. This is very, very important. Jimmy, I want you to hear this, too.
I had my 40th birthday.
I want you guys to hear this.
Two days ago.
Truth, I swear to God.
For my 40th birthday, Mike O'Mara bought me this, the Slam Man.
She's the one that advertised.
Do you like it?
Ask him if he likes it. Ask him if he enjoys the gift that I looked long and hard to find for him and that I brought up to the office with Rob.
I returned it.
He returned it.
Okay, why? Tell me why.
Because if he didn't even take it out of the box, he didn't even look at it. He formed a complete and total judgment, as he's often wont to do, before even taking it out of the box after I selected this gift for him.
I wanted like a box of cigars or something. I'm not into violence.
Does it work? Is it working? Is it busted?
We actually never had it turned on.
You never had it turned on.
Let's just make it clear to the audience that you did never try the product, right?
No, and if you could turn it on now, I would give it a try.
Now, are the electronics working?
To see exactly what I...
No. You need gloves to work out on a problem.
See, that's the thing. And it lights up, and then you hit it like that, and you do that.
It does hurt a little bit.
Well, Don, I'd like to know what you're thinking right now. The Van Patten family has the Slam Man right here in their workout facility. How are you feeling, Mr. Take the Gift Back, huh? Pretty good gift that I selected for you that you returned to the sharper image.
Well, now, I am not questioning my move to bring it back.
Let me
just say that with no offense to the Van Patten family.
No offense to Nancy and her product and all that, but I got to be honest with you. we don't really use the Slam Man for punching. We use it as a scarecrow here. We dress it up. We put clothes on it.
No, I saw that. It had a shirt and a hat.
Right. We put a shirt and a hat on, and it actually scares people away. They're trying to sneak into the back.
That is a scary. But, you know, what's nice now is that you get a look at the Slam Man out of the box, and you're able to formulate. And, unfortunately, the electronics aren't working.
And still, I can't figure how you saw it.
And you get lonely. Look at how he's very, very good company.
You saw this in the store, and you thought of me.
What were you doing? I thought it would be... First of all, I didn't know it had the As Seen on TV thing on the box, and I thought it would be a good workout for you, and I stand by my decision.
Stand by it. It's great.
I've seen the infomercial.
I haven't seen it.
Sugar Ray Leonard on it.
It's a 45-minute infomercial.
If we had only known that there was that connection, he would not have taken it back.
I would not have.
That's right. I probably could have gotten a deal.
Sure, just call Dick.
Yeah, Mike paid list for this. Mike paid like
$2.99 plus tax.
Yeah,
Mike. Getting another one for you.
All right, that's great. Well, you know something? Don't bother sending it to him. Send it to me. All right.
All right, listen, Van Pattens. I think that we've just about worn out our welcome here.
Oh, this has been a great walking tour.
We've seen your entire house. I was able to go through the bathroom. Was able to check out your walk of fame.
I'd like to clear up the fact that what you picked out of the drawer, that was a sink stopper and not a diaphragm.
The only thing that I would like to do is just hit a tennis ball with Dick Van Patten. I know you have
on
hard shoes.
Want to
hit with the nails?
No, I'd rather play with you.
Okay. Are we going to play a little tennis here?
So if you wouldn't mind, perhaps... I don't know if you want to play or not, Mike, but
I'd love to play.
I would just like to hit a couple of balls.
Do we have some rackets lying around here?
Maybe Rob could do some play-by-play for us.
All right, Rob.
Me and Mike, maybe, versus Dick and Nels.
That's good. I think we ought to take them on. You and I are no strangers to tennis courts.
As you can tell, we are finely tuned athletes.
Gifted natural athletic ability abounds here. This is terrific.
Should we do a break before the match of the century?
Yes, break.
Okay, a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.